Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Thanksgiving is this week, which means a time for travel and big gatherings. It comes as coronavirus numbers here in Massachusetts are starting to trend up. Joining us to talk about this is Dr. Sabrina Asumu. She's an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center and an assistant professor of medicine at the Boston University School of Medicine. Good morning, doctor.
Thank you for having me on. Good morning.
So the latest state data isn't looking great. The percentage of tests coming back positive is up a full percentage point in the last 2 weeks. The number of people hospitalized with COVID is up 27% in the last week, and about a dozen people a day are dying from COVID. So how concerned are you about all of that?
These are definitely numbers that we should be paying attention to. You know, we kind of expected this. You know, when the weather gets colder, we tend to spend more time indoors, and this often leads to increase in cases. So this is definitely a time when we need to be vigilant. But here's some positive news. Some positive news is when you compare to other times when we had surges like this, or when we see the numbers going up, it's been associated with a higher number of deaths. And the reason why we're sort of in this different place this year is because we have the solution, and it's called vaccinations. And we've done a relatively good job in Massachusetts of vaccinating people. So I hope we keep on that track.
Are you gathering with your family or friends for the holiday? And if so, what precautions are you taking?
So I'm having a small gathering because I have some children who are not yet fully vaccinated. So we're having a small gathering. So that's number one. And we're only inviting people who are fully vaccinated. So ensuring vaccination and boosting was our first layer. The second layer that we're going to use is testing the morning of. You know, we now have access to rapid testing. We can find out our status within like 15 minutes. So we're definitely going to use that approach. The third thing that I often recommend that I'm going to be using is improving ventilation inside. It's a little hard because we're in Massachusetts and it's cold, but, you know, can we open the windows to have some good airflow? So those are things that I would recommend. And then the fourth thing, this is not what we're doing inside on Thanksgiving, but, you know, when we go outside and we're in public spaces, we always wear masks. These are the recommendations that I would give to everyone.
I'm sure many families have the situation of the young kids who aren't vaccinated and then older relatives who are coming to visit. My family has that. How much of a risk is that to have the unvaccinated young kids with the elderly?
Yeah, no, I think that this is why it's going to be so important to look at our individual circumstances. So I would say, you know, if you have little children who are not yet able to get vaccinated, you know, what you can do is what I've said, you know, masking in indoor public spaces before the holiday. I know it's a little close now, but also making sure that the elderly relatives are vaccinated and that they're boosted. And, you know, it's been such a long, you know, 18 months, 19 months. There are definitely measures that we can actually take to make it a safe holiday. And the other thing is, you know, to make sure that your children don't have any symptoms the day of. So these are, there are layers, there are ways that we can make this safe for everyone.
We also have a factor of the booster shots. And last week, the state gave approval to anyone over 18 to get a booster shot if they got their vaccine several months ago. So do you think that was the right call? And should we be hoping people we get together with on Thanksgiving have had their boosters?
So, yeah, no, I think, you know, what was really important is that we have a clear, simple public health message. And I think that given all the criteria that we had, it was really hard for people to determine whether or not they needed boosters. So I think that simplifying the message was very critical. And then the other thing is that we've had, since the last time the recommendations were made, we had more data that was supportive of the boosters. And so, yeah, so I would recommend if you have anyone around you who is eligible to encourage them to get boosted.
And however Thanksgiving goes, will that affect how you see the rest of this calendar year and how you see the outlook? Or is your outlook positive no matter what?
I think in general, my outlook is positive because, especially being a physician in Massachusetts, you know, that early spring of 2020, I'm always going to remember and how difficult it was. And in Massachusetts, every other surges that we've had have not been as bad because we've really mobilized the population and got people vaccinated. So my outlook is, you know, we have the solution to get out of this pandemic. We just need to keep going and vaccinating as many people as possible.
Dr. Sabrina Asumu, infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center, thank you for joining WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me on, and happy holidays.
Thank you.